It's Wednesday, the 26th of June, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. At the African Hospitality Investment Forum, Connie Marlene Thesa of FNB Namibia highlighted the nation's increasing attractiveness as a destination for both tourism and business travel. 2 years ago, tourism contributed 7% to Namibia's GDP, amounting to 14.3 billion Namibian dollars. The forum, along with the recent AviaDev conference held in the capital, underscores Namibia's readiness for growth and its potential to attract more tourists.
The country is fast becoming a destination for the business traveler. There are still a lot of opportunities for growth and expansion. That is why AHIF could not have come at a better time. To take Namibia to the next level as a travel destination, significant investment in tourism developments across all 14 regions is required, which needs to be done in a sustainable and eco-friendly manner that fits into the beautiful landscapes and do not hinder or harm wildlife.
In response to growing concerns about worker safety, the Labour, Industrial Relations and Employment Creation Ministries conducted a stakeholder consultation to develop the Occupational Safety and Health Bill. The session focused on creating safer working environments for workers, employers and customers, as well as to improve safety measures across various industries. Mahongora Kaviwa, Secretary General of the Trade Union Congress.
What is of most important to us is that when we come to the laws that are dealing with the human relations, we need to,
by all means, be specific. These notions of the mode on how we are writing our laws, it has become completely not favorable to the workers in a sense that they leave room for the courts to rewrite the law, and that should be dealt with, and we have to have proper trained legal drafters, and the commissions are dealing with the law development. They need to be specific so that they can clear on what they mean when we are drafting the laws. So our position is that the language must be clear on that law.
Northern Cape Premier Zamani Sol has affirmed the provincial government's commitment to rapidly addressing unemployment, economic growth, education, infrastructure and energy challenges. In his inauguration address, Sol outlined plans to collaborate with various organizations to enhance skills development throughout the province. In a report by Reuters, it says the World Health Organization has called for urgent action to address the rising spread of Mpox on the African continent. Rosamund Lewis, WHO's technical lead for Mpox, highlighted the critical need for intervention. Meanwhile, Jean-Claude Udahemuka from the University of Rwanda warned about a highly dangerous strain in Congo's South Kivu province. The strain has fatality rates of approximately 5% in adults and 10% in children. The UK's governing Conservative Party has pooled its support for two of its parliamentary candidates over alleged betting on the date of the election. Both candidates are being investigated by the Gambling Commission over the betting allegations, which form part of a wider scandal over election-related betting, as our Simon Gaitan reports.
All of this forms part of a spiralling scandal surrounding allegations of betting placed on the timing of the upcoming general election, made before Sunak announced the 4th of July date and potentially in breach of gambling laws. It involves Conservative candidates and senior officials, as well as police officers from specialist protection units. Rishi Sunak expressed anger over the betting scandal and denied any involvement in it, but has come under criticism from the opposition Labour Party for taking so long to suspend the candidates, 2 weeks after allegations first emerged. The scandal comes as a further blow to the Conservative Party, who trail significantly in the polls less than 2 weeks before the general election. Simon Gaitan, London.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.